Create with Fran Sydney. Hello everyone and welcome to the show. This is Fran Sydney and welcome to Create with Fran. Today with Helen Marie coming all the way from Arizona. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Fran.
It's a pleasure. And today is a sunny, very sunny day today. And I'm really in a good mood and, you know, full of energy, want to do stuff. And you know what? I might end up the day that I haven't done anything because I sabotage myself. And this is very common, you know, we try to do things and then they haven't happened. And then I was wondering, is it just me or the rest of the world does it? And according to you, men also do self-sabotage sometimes, but we do it a little bit different. So I'm very curious to see if you're a man listening now and you think, am I self-sabotaging? So what are the actions that you are taking or not taking if you are a man? I just so curious to know from you.
Yes. Well, I found that a lot of men tend to self-sabotage on like specific cases, specific situations. So for instance, I recently worked with a gentleman who was, he's in the finance industry, and he's kind of in between his careers at this moment, but he's looking to kind of up-level himself. And he's got the information that he needs to do it. He needs to take a test to get a certification so that he can move on to that next level in his career. He's not necessarily concerned with his, you know, lifestyle in the moment or anything like that, because he's already built that foundation for himself. But to get to that next level, he needs to have the certification. And he found, even though he's had 4 or 5 months to study, get this test out of the way, you know, move on to that next level, that he just wouldn't do it. When I spoke to him, he said he's had this book on his table for months. And every time he goes and he looks at it and he just walks away from it, he just could not find that motivation to do it. So he came in to see me. And when we got into looking at what that sabotage was, he was able to overcome it. He found out what the root of that was. And now he's well on his way to studying for that test, getting that certification, and changing his life altogether. So yeah, with men, I've found that it's very specific to a certain case. He did also bring up that, you know, like he's got a Roomba that he needed to put together and he just wouldn't get it done either. He's like, that was such a silly little thing. He had the time, but for whatever reason, he just couldn't spend his time doing that, even though he had all the time in the world. He was between positions. So it's just really about finding what is that little thing that's holding you back, that's keeping you stuck in a place, even though you know you can see there's a path for you to move forward. But once you figure out what that little piece is, it opens your world back up again to move on to that next thing. And again, with men, I found it's very specific. There's certain things that are, once that light bulb turns on, oh, that's what it is, they're off to the races. And with women, it can be more generalized, like in all different areas of their life. So it's just, it depends on the person too and what's happened in their past and, you know, so.
So when the client comes to you, obviously, mm-hmm. sometimes he might not be saying the word self-sabotage.
Correct.
And they will say, oh, I am unhappy, I'm frustrated. What kind of symptoms do they come to you and bring to you to the table to say, oh, I'm not happy with my life, but I don't know why nothing is changing?
Generally, it's something like that. I'm not happy with my life, you know.
Oh, really?
Okay.
How do I know? Because I had the same.
Yeah, I've been through it. That's why I do this. So yeah, it's just something's not going well, and I don't know why. You know, with men, like I said, I found they have a very specific thing. I need to make a decision. I'm not making a decision, and I don't understand why I'm not making a decision. With women, it's just like stuff is going wrong. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, I'm depressed, or, you know, I feel like I'm stressed all the time. And it's much more vague in general with women. But with men, it just tends to be, okay, here's my problem. Can you help me solve my problem? So, and a lot of times it will invade other areas of their life. They just don't realize that it's that one issue, that root that is causing the issue and the other problems. They just see, okay, I've got this one big problem and I need to solve that. Mm.
So what is the problem if we keep self-sabotaging, but we never take action? So we never go and see a coach or an advanced hypnosis therapist like you, and we just leave it. What are the consequences, for example, on relationships?
Relationships? Well, that's a big one, because with relationships, it can be if you're feeling, maybe your issue is, I had a woman recently who was depressed quite a bit, and she kept telling me how she had such a wonderful husband, but she felt so terrible because he was putting up with her depression all the time. And it's not that their relationship wasn't good, but she just felt on her side that she wasn't holding up her side of the relationship because she was always in bed or not doing things or, you know, not engaging with him and going out and enjoying their lives together. She felt like she just was, you know, not being an active partner in that relationship. So it can really hold you back as far as, how can I be a good partner in my relationship, whether it's a marriage or, you know, you're dating or whatever, even with friends, you can see where I'm not holding up my side. I'm not making the calls. I'm not putting in that effort because I'm just so focused on what my problem is. So, and then the other aspect of it is, some people actively sabotage a relationship when they don't feel good. If they're anxious or they're stressed or even anger, they can take it out on their spouse or their partner or their friend, you know, and that pushes the other person away. So there's a lot of different ways that it can affect a relationship. Even at work, you can push coworkers away. People don't want to work with you, or they think, oh, that person's never going to complete their work. So there's a lot of different areas it can affect.
Yes. So it's very pervasive. It could be everywhere in our life, can affect us from when we're young to older. For example, can we have self-sabotage in young students that don't like going to school and procrastinate everything because they think they're not good enough, they're going to fail anyway, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to prepare in the last day because anyway, I'm going to fail. Is that possible?
Absolutely. You bring up a fantastic point, is that, you know, this is a lot of times where it starts. Sometimes it'll start later in life, but most of the time we learn that foundation when we're young. From the environment that we're in, from the words that we hear, from parents, from teachers, from friends, somebody who's close to you says something and you think, well, I'm just going to be a failure anyway. So no matter what I do, it doesn't matter. So why try? So, and absolutely with kids, it's hard because their worldview is so limited by the experiences that they've had. You know, as children, we're dependent on our parents, our families, our caregivers to teach us. And if they're teaching us that, hey, you're not great, oh, you'll never succeed, or you're just a burden, you're somebody who, gosh, I wish I didn't have to take care of you, that sends a message to that child that, you know, why are you here? And they take it on themselves and they think, I'm the problem. The real issue is, they don't understand, is that they're not the problem. It's the person who's telling them that. They're the person who's saying this to that child is the one who feels that about themselves, and now they're pushing it on to that child. But the child doesn't know that. They just think, this person's supposed to take care of me.
Yeah.
And this is what they're telling me, so it must be true. Which is so sad. It's so hard. It's, you know, it's devastating as a child. Once you get older, you start to realize, hey, maybe this wasn't my fault. Maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it was just my parent had issues. But as a kid, it's hard to hear that.
It's the difference in perspective that we have later, because we've been there, we've done that. It's the attitude will change. And so I can see then that if an adult comes to a session because they have enough, you will be digging in the past. And it's not just what you're doing today, but what was under the tip of this iceberg, which is why advanced hypnosis, you'd use conversational hypnosis. So it's a different type of thing. It's not like a trance when you close your eyes, but you're having these unconscious moments, as we call them, where you're talking like in a coaching session, but then you have this realization, oh, this is actually what's going on, because I was holding this belief that is usually no good. It's always a negative belief. Isn't that incredible? So self-sabotage is connected, if you think about it, to not seeing life under the true light, but under this drug abuse of influence of what happened to us in the past, or what we couldn't achieve, or what we heard from social media, TV, friends, school, you know, studying history, think, oh, well, women have always been abused, therefore, that's it. I'm this country, so I'm going to be going through that. And it's terrible. And so we might start self-sabotage. And that's one moment when we really want to work with a person like you or me, for example, so that we can dig everything out and see, right, that's what's going on, and I'm going to do it. Let's have, before we go through the tips, let's have a word about motivation. So a lot of people say, oh, I really want to lose weight, go to the gym, improve my relationship, get a new hobby, change, but I never get the motivation to get out of bed and to do it. So what is this thing about motivation, in your opinion?
Well, motivation, it's kind of tied to all of the same, how do I feel about myself? How do I feel about, you know, my ability to follow through on this action? So motivation really comes down to, you know, can I get up and do it? Will I be successful at doing it if I do get up and do it? You know, I say I want to go to the gym. Well, if I feel like I'm never going to be successful anyway, then motivation's not going to be there. You can create motivation for yourself, however, by getting up and doing it and proving to yourself that you can do it. Because if somebody else has done it, you can do it. That's the whole thing, is that throughout life, we can always learn. You can always learn, and you can always pick up a new skill, and you can always take a new action. It's that initial step that people have struggled to get over. So the motivation has to be there in order to get you over that first step. So it kind of goes back to that thinking of, can I do it or not do it? So yes, I'm going to tell you, yes, you can do it. But you have to take that first step. And it comes down to, how do I think about it? You know, do I think I can do it? Am I think I'm going to fail anyway? Should I try it? Well, always yes. Give yourself the opportunity, because you may realize that, hey, I'm pretty good at this stuff. Maybe it's exercise. Maybe it's, you know, losing the weight. Maybe it's, you know, taking that test. No matter what it is, somebody else has done it. And if somebody else has done it, you can do it as well. And in changing how you think about yourself and thinking about the situation will create that motivation for you to do it.
Right. So we have, first, we understand and we admit there is a problem. Then we see what is the issue. So is this an emotional block? Is it some trauma, which is now overdiagnosed everywhere? So don't go mad with trauma. Everything is traumatic now, going to school. So whatever. And oh, there could be some lack of positivity regarding the self-image. So we have decided that we suck at everything. We can't do anything right. And so there's no point in trying to learn a new skill, for example. You know, many people, I talked to a couple of weeks ago to somebody, and they were like, oh, I can never change my job because I'm not good enough. This happened to me. I've made some mistakes in my life. And, you know, mid-40s, and they thought their life is over. And I'm like, wow, I'm 59, course after course, improving, so much stuff to do, learning new things, you know, roller skating and all that. And they're like, no, I can't do this. And I can't. They have closed all the doors because they think there is no more they can do. And I'm like, you're not 99. But we sometimes are our worst enemies. I keep saying that we just chatter inside our mind and we destroy all the possibilities. And it's very sad. What would be your tip for getting out of this cycle of lack of motivation, depression, exhaustion, self-sabotage, and crashing again? And how do you get out of it? What's the first step to do?
Honestly, the first step for me is movement. Because when you're moving, you're not in your head nearly as much. So if you can get up off the couch or out of your chair and just move, I don't care if it's going for a walk in your neighborhood or, you know, doing jumping jacks in your living room, something that gets you up and gets your heart rate up and, you know, doctor approved, of course, but just gets you moving and your focus changes from inside here to what's going on in my body. So if you can get out of your head, that's the biggest piece. And then while you're out doing this movement, start thinking positive things. What's good about this exercise that I'm doing? What's good about the walk that I'm on? You know, are there birds? Are there, am I seeing animals? Whatever, animals. If you're doing, you know, jumping jacks, how do my feet feel? How do my hands feel? Okay, now how do I feel when I'm done with this? Focus on those things. Yoga, people talk about yoga all the time, about it being great for your mental health. So true, because you really have to focus on your body and how it feels while you're doing yoga, or else you're not going to do it right. Because there's such small, intricate movements, a lot of them, and you really have to know how to position your body in order to do it. So you're focused on your body, you're not focused on your thoughts.
Yeah, so the first thing is to move. As we move, we change the attention and the focus, and the attention and the focus will get the energy. And as I was saying to my teen daughter, it's time to study. Oh, I don't want to study. But the thing is, first you go and study, and then the will come as you're doing it. Because otherwise, if we as humans were to do our tasks when we feel like doing it, I mean, who on earth wakes up in the morning and goes, wow, I'm so excited. I can't wait to do all my washing up, do the laundry, pick up weeds and clean dirty nappies. No, nobody does that. We must have something there. And it's not even motivation, it's a sense of duty. And once you do it, you might say, oh, actually, I started with this small thing and I want to do more, because you're into that. And the brain is now changing. It's there's some plasticity there, isn't it? You might actually kind of like it in the end. I've done it. Maybe you won't go to bed thinking, wow, I can't wait to do this again. But it's something so true about movement. So the first thing we do is to move. If we, after that, we see that we're still not getting enough motivation in our life to get this procrastination and self-sabotage out, what's the next step? What do you suggest that the person does? The second tip, let's say they've already tried movement. Let's say they can't move much because they have something, but their mind is perfect, but they want to work on something a little bit more stable. Because not everyone can do jumping jacks. I can't do jumping jacks.
Well, but you can do some movement. You can get up and, you know, just get away from where you are in the moment if you feel like you're self-sabotaging. The other thing is, you mentioned it, that consistency. Hey, it's 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I have three things that I need to do. I'm going to get up and go do those things. If, you know, you are just consistent with the same things at the same time every day, you will build that habit and you'll look forward to doing that action. You know, I'm a mom. I've got three kids. They're still in school. My schedules are crazy, but there are times of the day where I'm forced to do things. And there are times of the day that I have time to do what it is I want to do. And sometimes I would find myself just doing nothing, filling it with stuff that didn't really matter. Or, you know, I'm like, oh, I need a break. And not being productive. Yes. Scrolling. And then going, why did I just spend 30 minutes doing that? So it's a matter of saying, okay, now when I've got free time, these are the things that I'm going to fill it with. Stuff that I enjoy doing, but stuff that's also productive for me, where I feel like when I get to the end of the day, hey, I did something. Like you said, I don't look forward to going out and picking weeds, but when the weeds are picked and my yard looks good, I feel good about that. So yeah. I use that as motivation. What's the end of it? What's the end result that I'm going to get? Maybe the action's not something I necessarily want to do. I don't really care to do laundry, but I like clean clothes and I want to have clean clothes to put on, so I do it. Yeah. So it's just a matter of finding what's that benefit for me and being consistent with it until you almost look forward to doing it because of the result that you get.
So the vision, you want to have a vision of what you can get. Yes. It's perhaps when we lack the vision, when we think we can do it, or it's not going to be a very good goal to attain, then we don't make the effort. And then we live day to day thinking, well, it doesn't matter. Well, that was good. That was a good chat and I learned so much stuff. So I'm really glad that you came to the show.
Thank you so much, friends. Yes, it was wonderful talking to you as well.
Yeah, it was good. So, guys, I think, you know, this is short and sweet, and that's what we want to do in this show, is to help you to get moving with your life. It is not like psychotherapy or anything. We just help you to understand how the mind works. There are so many things that I do, and I'm trying to keep my hands down because I always gesticulate so much. I have to gesticulate because I'm Italian, so yeah. I'm always moving. Now we're sitting under my legs here.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Don't move it. Really?
Yeah, you couldn't see my hands, but they were going.
Yeah, I'm always moving, and that's my problem. That's why I probably do so much stuff, because I'm always moving. But I do hope that we helped you guys listening, especially men, as we start with men, but everyone. Because whether you are a student, a housewife, or a CEO housewife, or a man or a pensioner, there is always something that we always think, oh, I can never get to do that. And sometimes the only reason is that we are the only one that is blocking us from taking the action. There's nobody else.
Absolutely.
So, if the episode has been useful, click like, share with some of our friends, and maybe somebody will take action today. Maybe call a therapist to ask for a free consultation or a paid consultation, because I see you actually charge for one. So it could be free, could be paid, find out. Or maybe do some hypnosis or do something. Just take the action. As you start moving, stop scrolling, start taking action, and start deciding how to create the life that you want. And it starts with a small step, and then slowly, slowly understanding the mechanism that our mind employs to keep us safe. Not happy, just safe. That's different. When we understand that, we have a lot more power. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you, Helen Marie, and I'll see you all later. And you take care, and I'll see you all next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
You've listened to Create with Fran Sidney.